So this past Friday, I went up on a, we got a jet coming over. Do we? It might be here soon. You never know. You never know how it's going to work out. So last Friday I went up to Taipei. I had a rather splendid time going to Taipei. I mean, I'm down here in Taiwan in the south, and in the way you go to Taipei, there's three main ways to go to Taipei. It's about a 4-hour drive. You drive a car, which means a lot of driving, or you take a high speed, you take a train, or you take a bus. No matter how you look at it, it's going to be 5 hours before you land. Even if you take the high speed rail, you've got to drive to the high speed rail station, which there aren't many of, or else it wouldn't be high speed. I think that there's an express train that takes only 3 hours. And I might actually look into that one in the future. It's a little bit pricier, but I might look at that in the future. I got up early in the morning and I went down to the bus station and I got on the bus. I went up to Taipei and I'll tell you what, I had an amazing slew of it. Every time I travel and go up to Taipei, it's a thing. It's 4 or 5 hours away. It's always an adventure. I make new friends. I meet people randomly. So I'll give you an example. There's this kid named Max. And I feel comfortable talking about this because his parents put his name all over the internet. And he's, I don't know, something like Max Ghost Skate, SK8. You might look it up. Anyhow, he's this kid and his parents make videos of him learning to skate. And they've even got their own little mini half pipe, it's like a shallow half pipe thingy. They've got their own little mini ramp. And they've got his Instagram username on it and everything. And he's learning to skate. And they put his training videos, his class videos, they put his skating up on Instagram. And they've turned the kid into a mini celebrity. Well, I'm down here in the South. And I saw on Instagram, I follow this kid and I've sent messages back and forth to him knowing that it's his parents that are really responding. The kid probably doesn't even know how Instagram really even works. He's just young and there's all these people that see him and talk to him randomly and people are showing a phone at him and that's his normal because he's a kid. So, it's mostly what he's ever known. So I see that they were in the local town and I'm like, whoa, they're 4 hours away. So I went to say hello. Well, by the time I got there, they'd already left, but we had already talked to each other a little bit on Instagram. Well, at this point, we're looking to find each other because they know that I'm a mini baby YouTuber. And by the way, I have to say that I didn't share this anywhere else during the podcast this week, but I have to share this. This week, since last week's Mad Media Monday, the number of subscribers for my American YouTube channel passed the number of subscribers on my Taiwan YouTube channel. So Taiwan's like 770, I think. And in Taiwan, at this point anyway, I think it's like 785 or something. Anyhow, whatever. It's just enough to say that you're a quasi-YouTuber and it's not enough to qualify for ad revenue, which, well, you've got ad revenue potential, but then do you actually make revenue from it? Well, that's another question. Not many people make money from ads. No, I think that it's one other example of Google messing everything up. Well, there's so much more to managing something than just saying that you're going to do it. You've got to tweak everything right to get it to work. You can't just take any amount of sugar and any amount of flour and any amount of chocolate and any amount of baking soda and throw it into a mix and any amount of eggs and milk and expect a good chocolate cake to come out. You got to get the ingredients right. And so many people don't get it that life and economies and businesses have to have the right ratio of different things and control different things and say yes to this and no to that and say more to this and say less to that to get everything all set right so that the recipe works so that it'll actually make a cake. You've got to do that with an economy. You can't just get up and say, we're going to vote for more jobs. And Congress gets together. Who votes for more jobs? I do. And then there's more jobs. It doesn't work that way. You get more jobs by moving this road over there and by putting a bridge here or by not putting a bridge there where a factory needs to not get knocked down. Or, you know, you create jobs by making it illegal to do the thing that's killing people while they're working, but not messing with and adding more rules to companies that don't really need messing with. So you've got to know how that, not get up and grandstand. Something bad happened. Let's make it impossible for anyone to do anything. So it looks like I'm doing something. Democrats and Republicans both do that. You can't do that and have a healthy economy. You can't do that and have a healthy business. And people don't get that. Well, Google doesn't get that. And lo and behold, Googles are on the Democratic end of the voting spectrum, which is where a lot of the incompetence seems to be. I mean, who were the guys in charge while China was getting huge? Okay. I don't hate liberals. But see, this goes back to another problem. If I could get on my soapbox for a minute, as if I'm not already there. Look, conservatives know how to do stuff. They know how to get the recipe right. The problem is they don't care. And liberals, they know what we need to be making. Liberals know we need to make a chocolate cake. But their solution is just to take all the entire box of chocolate, box and all, the chocolate, throw it in the barrel, eggs, carton and all, throw it in, milk, leave it in the mug, throw it in, blend it up, shake it up, make a mess all over the kitchen, and then be mad that a chocolate cake didn't come out perfectly. That's the liberal way of doing things, because they know that they've got to make a chocolate cake. Conservatives, they know how to make the chocolate cake, but they don't think it needs to be done. And so the mess in the kitchen and the lack of a chocolate cake, it's everybody's fault. Liberals wouldn't listen to conservatives on how to do it, and the conservatives wouldn't listen to liberals on the fact that it needs to be done. And so there we have a massive problem. Well, Google falls into one end of that spectrum, and they don't know how to get the recipe right, and that's why people aren't making money with ads. Well, yours truly has his own ad network. I've got my theory on how to do ads. We'll see if it works. And it's a bit PacificDailyTimes.com. That's going to be growing in the coming weeks and months. I'll be releasing stuff there. But I've got these two little YouTube channels, and just under 800 subscribers is enough to think that you're something without actually being anything. Well, the family of this Max kid up in Taipei, they know that I'm an almost YouTuber. And we've been trying to just get in touch with each other because it would be fun, you know. And I'm up in Taipei and I'm walking around at the skate park at random. And there's this guy with these great sunglasses. And I'm friendly to everybody everywhere I go. I said, "Night, those are awesome glasses." And he looks at me, he goes, "I'm Max's dad." You know how many people are in Taipei? We're talking about like randomly meeting your old best friend of 10 years ago on the street in the middle of Chicago. Like, that's not normal. Or or in the streets of Seattle. Yeah. So I'm like, "You're Max's." He's like, "Yeah, you're Jesse. I recognize you from the pictures on Instagram." I'm like, "Okay." So I randomly, that was cool. We were looking for each other for a long time. Well, this kind of goes back to what the Podcast Weekly was about on Monday this week. Some things we wish that they had happened like yesterday or last week or last year. But actually, they needed to happen at the correct time. You know, we were going to meet up and we missed each other. We missed each other trying to meet. Didn't work. Later on, we finally did meet. It was exciting and we actually made it happen instead of it just being one random person walking past another random person and no one looking for the other. But sometimes you got to miss the appointment so that you actually make it and recognize the real appointment when it shows up, because then you're looking for it. So, there were many other wild encounters that I had in Taipei. Had some amazing talks with Royu's coaches. He's more serious, Royu is, about the Olympics now than ever. And we're making amazing steps and strides to get that done. And, I came back to town and I met other random friends. I tell you what, it's been a phenomenal weekend. And in this past trip to Taipei was yet one more. You know, Taiwan can be difficult to be in for a lot of foreigners, but if you find a way to hang in there, it's worth it, but it's nearly impossible. I guess that's why I have this, to tell the awesome stories about it. I love you so much. And I wait for the day when you're able to come to Taiwan and it's easier for you. That's what I'm striving for. See you next week.